Welcome to the Brown Boy Sauna Podcast.
Jesus.
With Piero and Jay.
Horrible. Hello, and welcome back to the Brown Boy Sauna Podcast. You need more oomph. A little bit of oomphage.
There's no oomph needed when the content is so good.
But you want to start with a little bit of oomphage at the start. Do you think Luke's just saved Christmas?
He has just saved Christmas.
He has just saved Christmas.
Because we wouldn't have heard that jingle until 2024 if it wasn't for Luke's Mac.
You would not have been able to introduce an episode for once.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for Luke's Mac. So, basically we just got... Well, I just got here to record this podcast.
How late were you, by the way?
21 minutes, actually.
21 exactly. minutes, 21 precisely.
As I was literally plugged everything in, ready to press record, and my laptop just fully dead.
What? Yeah.
Can you put the volume down, please?
Relax.
Saints are winning. Saints are winning, though.
1-0. Very
up
good.
The Saints. My laptop is gone. So now Luke's MacBook is officially the BBS podcast laptop. Yeah. Clap it in.
I need a sticker.
Let's clap it in because I'm not buying another one.
We can get some stickers. It's fine.
Yeah, we can get some stickers. That's not a problem. Yeah.
It's more
that's
the adapter, isn't it?
Yeah, the adapter. Right. Can we? Yeah. Can we? Yeah. Let me just. Right. So obviously the main issue that we had. Is mine's an older version of the MacBook, got a USB, nice, like an old version of the USB to like plug in, you know, the mic plugs in the old version of, it's got old USB-B. And Luke's laptop is one of the modern MacBook Airs, and obviously hasn't got that USB-B, connection, yeah.
Yeah.
Somehow, I don't know how the fuck, Jay just said, have you not got an adapter? I was like, who fucking has USB-B to USB-C adapters? Like, it's not really a thing. You just get the charger, right? Somehow, Luke's brand new Sarah Ibiza has come through.
Ibiza.
It's Ibiza. It's Ibiza. Italian. It's the Italian Spanish. Version. It's a Spanish version.
A Spanish version is Ibiza, then?
Ibiza, yeah. Ibiza.
So you've been saying it wrong, then? Ibiza.
I don't really care. It's just the way I want to say it.
So I
feel like
right
you,
way.
Out of all people, cannot talk to me about saying to people things wrong, really. Do you want to say development?
Ibiza. Come on, anyway, say it with me.
Anyway, Luke's Ibiza somehow has come out with an absolute corker. It's come with... How much
all
extra you paying extra for the adapter?
Do you have
to return that?
No, this was a little welcome pack that I got from
That's
Sayer.
Incredible. I don't
fair.
Get that with Mercedes.
Yeah, but what year was your car made?
21.
Luke, what year was your car made?
23.
Yeah, brand new. Brand new.
That's what
brand
you get.
Stunking new.
That's what you get.
Yeah, cheers, Luke. It's the BBS laptop has upgraded heavily, to be fair. It is much better. It is much, much better.
Hopefully.
Jay,
Christmas
how are you?
Is saved. Yeah, I'm good, mate. Yeah.
Going away for Christmas?
Going away for Christmas.
Yeah.
And going away for New Year's as well, which is a tradition last few years.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. Very good.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
Yeah, there's going to be a break in the podcast for the next couple of weeks.
Good thing.
Probably a good thing.
What about yourself?
Just going to spend it with family. Nice and relaxed.
How is it living with your family after spending so long on your own?
It's nice, to be honest. Yeah. It's nice, yeah.
Are you being fed?
Yes.
Yeah. Curry's been shoved down your
very,
mouth.
A lot of curries, a lot of courage.
Is it a bit like the dentist chair you get in Ibiza, where you know you open up your
what?
You know, you knock your head back. No, in Ibiza, that's a bit more classy. But you know,
have
like
you been
Cavos
to? Have you been to this Ibiza?
No, I haven't been to Ibiza. I've been, to be fair, David did ask us to go to Ibiza.
He did. David did ask us to go to Ibiza.
Which is tempting.
No, it isn't really. I couldn't imagine anything worse in
Wait one second. Do I spend a grand for 5 days getting absolutely battered, paying over the top for drinks?
It's more than a grand.
Yeah, a grand.
It's just more of a grand.
Okay,
so a grand if you want to be a peasant there. A grand.
Budget £1,000 a day if you
go. Okay, so let's imagine a normal holiday, 3 or 4 days.
Yeah.
Yes.
I spend $4,000 to Ibiza, where I don't remember anything. I take drugs.
Ibiza.
I don't take drugs. Just I pretend to take drugs, and I don't remember anything. So now imagine that. Is that a worthwhile holiday?
I don't even drink, so no.
You're going to be sober there.
Just no.
You'll be conning the system. You'll be conning the system in Ibiza.
And not spend any money.
Yeah, yeah.
Genius. No, thank you. But one thing I would do that I've been getting absolutely spammed on Instagram.
Wait a second. You're talking all about this sobriety. Let's take a step back.
Oh, here we go. Yeah.
I've heard you've had a drink.
Yeah, I've had a drink, yeah.
You have had a drink.
Yeah.
What did you have?
I had a Bailey's milkshake.
How was it?
It was delightful.
How pissed did you get, by the way? Could you walk out of the place, or did they have to carry you?
There was a minimal amount of Baileys in there. It was a lot of sugar.
But one shot, two shots?
No, maybe one shot at best.
One shot. So you must have been absolutely off your rocker.
No. It was tasty. I like Baileys, yeah. Nice.
How does it feel breaking your sobriety?
No, I don't think I have, to be honest, mate.
That does count. There's alcohol.
Yeah, okay. It's not like I'm Muslim and I can't.
So when did you break it? That is haram.
Last weekend.
Last weekend.
Yeah.
So last weekend was, about the 15th, 16th?
Yeah.
So you have to start again.
Fine.
Okay.
It's not hard.
Just check.
It's not like I was counting days anyway. Yeah.
It's not like a relapse.
No, it really wasn't. It really wasn't.
You say that. He's got X's in his above his bed.
No, it really isn't. Anyway, but I was about to finish a point where, like, talking about holidays, I have been getting absolutely targeted on Instagram ads for paddle holidays in Spain.
Ooh.
All inclusive. Three.
So you just play paddle
a whole week. A whole weekend coaching, playing, hotel in Valencia, £700. So I'm not going to Canada anymore. I'm gonna go and play paddle on my own for 4 days. Can't wait. Going to be around. Maybe Luke will come. Not you, Luke. Proper Luke. Paddle Luke.
Proper Luke. Oh, there's another Luke on the scene.
There is another Luke in the scene. Paddle Luke is a good guy.
Yeah. Nice man.
But this Luke is this is podcast Luke now. Not even cricket Luke, podcast Luke.
Because he could be jumping ship. He could be leaving the mighty Trojans.
Yeah, I mean, if he does, he's a fucking idiot. But considering, you know, we backed him to get into the MCC as well. That would be a little bit dirty.
They're going to hold that against you.
Yeah, I think that would be a little bit on the dirty side. But if he can do whatever he wants, even though I've had these dreams about us being the spin doer next summer. But anyway, let's not get carried away.
There's a lot
away.
Of emotional blackmail going on.
I'm getting the shakes already. Yeah. My best player leaving. It's Christmas, Jay.
It is Christmas,
and I think this is the biggest celebration of Christmas you're ever going to have in your 29 years.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah. Going away, staying at the Storia in Berlin.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why are you staying at the Storia? Why not just like some random hotel in Berlin? There's loads of hotels. Lovely hotels in Berlin, actually.
So essentially,
why the Storia particularly?
Yeah, let me get into the story.
Okay, sorry, mate.
So essentially,
how much was it?
Well, can I start the story?
No, yeah, okay. But I just want to know.
Yeah, no, let me start the story.
I have questions to ask.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah. Okay. Let me start the story. Anyway, my girlfriend, she works at a Hilton.
Okay.
And she gets discount. I think, I can't remember what percent it is. Probably
it depends 70%. On the time. Yeah. It depends you get, where you get, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so she got heavily discounted hotels for Berlin.
Yeah.
She asked me at the time, which one should I book?
Yeah.
And I recommended the one which was just a box
the standard
Hilton.
Hilton, yeah.
Yeah. She, at the time, she really wanted to go to the Astoria.
Yeah.
Now,
what's that then?
This is the whole point.
Okay, go on.
She didn't explain why she wanted to stay at the Astoria. She said it's a luxury hotel. But for me, a luxury is a bed.
Three star and up.
Yeah, three star and up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Two star and up, really.
Breakfast. Yeah, even two star and up.
Breakfast included.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's luxury for me because I don't really care about where I stay. Anyway. So then we book the normal Hilton.
Why?
Uh-huh.
Why?
A, it's
why
cheaper.
Why not the Sirius? Oh, it's cheaper, okay.
B, it's closer to the centre.
Okay. Sure, yeah.
Yeah. And C, the luxury Astoria was not described to me as in the perks.
Okay.
Rather than the other one.
Okay, of course, yeah.
Yeah.
And so you for once, didn't do the research?
No.
That's what you're saying?
No, because she was booking it.
Okay, but you didn't do the research.
I didn't do the research. Okay. Anyway, okay. So we booked it. Everything is hunky-dory. Anyway, a couple of weeks ago, she comes to the David Lloyd's.
Oh, I don't like this narrative, the way this is going. What? I don't like it, because I feel like I'm going to get the blame on this.
No, let me
okay,
explain.
Okay, go on, yeah.
It's my turn to explain.
Yeah,
it, right?
Yeah.
And then you can come with your counteractive bullshit.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. Anyway. So,
okay.
So she comes to Hedge End, and then she talks about... Where is the David Lloyd's?
Keep going.
This is what I mean.
Sorry.
Counteractive bullshit.
Sorry.
Yeah. So she comes to Hedge End, go to David Lloyd's, and she talks about the Berlin holiday.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, I really wanted to stay at the Astoria, but Jay has booked this. And I wasn't part of the conversation then. I was
ordering food. Yeah.
Came back, and I heard this, and I was like, okay, what's going on?
Oh, my word.
What a run.
And then Piero, the saint that he is... He joins in.
Good guy.
Backs my
girl. I care about people.
Uh-huh. You care about people. Yeah. Very good. Yeah. Do we want to go into your work and how...
Chill. Okay.
Do you want to take back that statement? You care about people?
I care about people that are in my circle.
Good.
If you're in my circle, I care about you.
Okay.
If you're not in my circle, you're in danger. Anyway, keep going.
Okay. I wouldn't elaborate on that. Yeah. But anyway, so she then goes, I really wanted to stay here. And then I jump in the conversation. And I'm like, why?
Yeah.
Like, what's so special about it?
Yeah.
Because I understand you wanted to stay there before, but we ended up booking the Hilton.
Yeah.
But what's so special that separates this from a normal Hilton?
Yeah.
And then she gave a blah-de-blah. And then basically by the end of the day,
I'm hoping
ended
she's
up
not
changing
here.
It. Yeah, she is probably.
Just to sum it up.
Yeah.
Is that what you hear, whatever she speaks?
Yeah. Bloody blah.
Yeah.
And yeah, ended up changing it from the bog standard Hilton to the Waldorf Astoria.
Okay, and what are the differences?
I still don't really know.
Yeah, I don't think there are any.
Was it a lot more expensive?
It was probably 100 and something for the 3 nights.
Oh, that's not terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's about £30-40 a night.
Extra,
yeah.
But you're not sure what you've paid for in terms of operating.
No, I think she explained it as like the spa facilities are better. That got me going. I was like, okay, better sauna, better
extra.
Steam room.
No, they don't have a sauna and steam room.
I'm pretty sure they did.
No, they don't. They don't.
They don't have it?
No.
Damn it. That's the main thing I was looking forward
to. Yeah, the spa meaning like the massages are better.
Oh, massages are bad. Okay.
Which you have to pay extra for, of course.
Yeah, which is not going to happen.
Merry Christmas.
So I may have... Basically, I've been hard done by Jay many times in my life.
Yeah.
Obviously. And now that he has a very lovely girlfriend, it's time for payback, bitch. And this is number one result. Do you want to know number two result?
Go on.
For all the mischievousness of yours?
Mm-hmm.
You know how I said that we can't borrow paddle rackets in David Lloyd's because you don't have a tennis membership?
Yeah, that was bullshit.
That's complete bullshit. Tell everyone what you did this week.
I ended up buying a paddle racket.
How much was it?
It was about £70. Which I didn't need.
It's an investment.
But... Amazon return policy.
Absolutely, you can return it, but I mean, just content, innit? Just content.
You might need it for Trojans.
Just for content, I think that's fucking class, to be honest.
Do Trojans rent it?
I have no idea.
Exactly.
I have no idea.
You're ahead of the curve.
True.
I mean, it's nice having your own racket. It's nice because like the ones there are not the best, but I did keep a Ube. simply because you're not paying for a tennis membership, but you're getting free paddle games. So I thought, you know what? Why am I paying extra a month? And he...
So basically you are jealous because I am outdoing the system.
You're not and you wanted the system. Me you need to be me to play paddle. If I'm going in your same thing, you can't use paddle.
Huh?
You can't play paddle if it wasn't for me.
Now, if it was for multiple people. Tom.
No, myself and Tom, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Not just yourself, that's multiple people.
But come on, that is fucking funny. I'm so happy I pulled that off. I told Ben and Tom anyway. They've also found it hilarious because they both pay for the proper membership, unlike you.
Mm.
So over Christmas, I've been able to make sure you spend extra on a hotel. Make sure you get a paddle racket. Overall.
Mm.
As much as it may seem mean, I'm actually like caring about you because you now have your own racket. You're going to stay in a nice hotel, which does have a sauna and steam room, by the way. I'm bullshitting, it does.
I was going to say, I did see that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. But just funny. I'm very happy about that. I'm not going to lie.
Very good for you. Very good for you.
And you can also return it if you don't want it. Also, that paddle is actually very heavy. I'm not so sure about it.
He is quite heavy.
He is quite heavy for some reason. Yeah. Anyway.
After all that, yeah.
Sorry. One pet peeve I have about Christmas.
Mm.
I think I spoke about this already.
Last year.
Yeah.
Go on.
Christmas card.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think it's like a $1 million business in the UK. £1 million business. Millions.
Yeah. Huge.
And you've just given me a card from to my family, which is a really nice gesture. I really appreciate it.
I might don't take it get back now after all that.
You might have to save some money. Yeah. I don't see the purpose of it. It's a very British thing. It's a very, very British thing. And it's like getting a card, it's like a big deal for people. I really, really, maybe obviously because I was born up from somewhere else, but like...
Yeah.
I just really don't see the point. It's just, I know the gesture.
It's just a gesture, a lot, right?
It's just a gesture, but like, I'd rather buy you a present, I'd rather buy you like something proper. Oh, for example, I've just bought you that paddle racket.
Oh, did it come out of your bank account?
Ah, same though, isn't it?
Mm.
My bank account, your bank account.
Same.
I think Christmas cards are like a happy medium for like people that you don't know well enough to get presents for, but you don't want to
not give anything. Yeah.
Like the neighbours either side of us have both given us Christmas cards.
Ah, okay, yeah.
So it's like...
Yeah, it's a very British thing. Yeah. It's not something I'm used to.
But here is the main dilemma of Christmas cards.
Yeah.
Right? It makes you feel bad.
Yeah.
Because, for example, my neighbours, right?
Yeah.
They gave me a Christmas card the first year I moved in.
Yeah.
Then... You have to give one back.
Yeah.
If you don't give one back,
it's always like an even exchange.
Bad.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. But even in gift giving, it's that political side of thing anyway. It's
you look
it's
at like, the value, you're like, okay,
yeah,
what's the value
yeah,
of
like,
this?
Yeah, don't yeah, like, oh, I've spent this much on you, you've spent this much on me type thing. Yeah. Yeah, it is quite political.
For example, how much have you spent this Christmas?
Oh, mate, yeah.
Estimated value?
Around £500.
On who?
Family.
Else?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah,
I thought it would be much more than that.
No, to be honest, I've been quite quiet. I'm literally buying presents for people that have everything anyway. So, like, it's all a fucking guessing game.
Yeah.
So, yeah, probably around £500, £500+.
Yeah.
Ooh, actually, probably more than that. Well, no. Grand? No. In terms of products, no. I have spent that much money before.
Yeah.
Because,
And do you think that was worth it?
No. No, it wasn't. Well, it depends. Like, it's just gestures, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's just like trying to upkeep, like, it's not even you trying to outdo yourself. It's like trying to upkeep that standard. And sometimes you're like, well, what the fuck am I going to buy you?
Now I'm going to sound like Grinch, right? But.
The Grinch
itself. But what is the point of Christmas gifts?
Yeah, it's very materialistic.
Because it's originally it headed from religion, Christianity,
yeah.
Right? Then this has been more modernized
yeah.
with the economy, everything else. You have yes. to buy people gifts, receive yeah. gifts, all of this, right? Over £1 billion industry
yeah.
in both the Western world and yeah. everywhere else. But if you look at it, it's like, what is the purpose of it? Chris, most of the people, like, let's say...
Oh, my God.
Most of the people are not religious as such when they celebrate Christmas.
No, right? It's not the religious side of things anymore. It's very materialistic.
Yeah,
it's
is materialistic.
Like a once a year occasion, really. Yeah, it's more the mood.
Yeah.
And to be honest...
But what is the purpose?
The purpose of the presents is, yeah, it's just, yeah, there isn't really. It's just like tradition.
Gratitude, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, tradition, I'd say, mostly. However, there's one side of things that I really appreciate about Christmas. It's about the mood.
Yeah.
The mood is the Christmas period and the festive period.
Much happier.
It's a happier. Because imagine if you didn't have Christmas and it's like... You have that dullness of like the weather changing and this and that.
Mm.
Imagine that period from like October till like April. If you didn't have Christmas in the middle, awful.
Yeah.
It'll be genuinely awful.
Now to retort you back on that.
Yeah.
Is it Christmas or itself, or is it people having everyone pretty much simultaneously having time off?
Yeah, possibly.
Yeah.
It's just a festive period, isn't it? Because you have the New Year so close as well.
For example, you're talking about Christmas here in the UK, but let's imagine Christmas in Australia.
Yeah.
Where it's boiling hot, it's the middle of the summer.
Yeah.
No weather change, none of that.
Yeah, but then it has to be, Christmas in the middle of summer. I don't know. It's a good point. It's the gifts, it's like, it's very materialistic, I'd say.
No, I'm not saying even about the gifts. I'm saying about, the general mood of people. Granted, Christmas does increase them, but how much of it that is Christmas or people simultaneously having time off?
I think that's a fair comment, I've taken some days off after Christmas, so, it was more like, well, actually, it's already there, just take it off type of thing. Yeah. I think that's a really good point. It is very materialistic, and I'm getting tired of it, to be honest. Well, my bank account's getting tired of it mainly, but it's still nice. I'm a gift buyer. I do. Especially like, I like thinking about it. I like being like the thought process, because you, especially about the people you care about.
Yeah.
But I think. That's the main thing. It's mainly like...
Oh, it's good.
It's tradition mainly. Yeah. For me, family traditions are quite important.
Do you know, or do they tell you what they want, or do you normally...
Yeah, I think we've started like slowly reverting to that.
Yeah.
Slowly but surely, but it's getting still increasingly harder because like you used to like buy some really like loads of stuff. And when you're a kid, it's very different. You get loads more stuff when you're a kid. Yeah, it's just like shit. It's expensive nowadays. You're like, people don't ask, oh, yeah, can I have like an A4 piece of paper? I'd love to buy you that. Do you know what I mean? But like, no, people don't ask for that because no one needs that. People want like something that is nice, that means something. But yeah.
Beer has probably the most expensive Christmas ever.
Yeah.
Spent like close to like £4,000.
£4,000?
What the fuck?
No, so I've got my mum and dad. A
cruise, yeah. For my shit! No, I have spent more than five. Yeah, I spent a lot more actually.
Yeah,
what Cotswold?
No, not Cotswold, because my parents' cruise, I paid part of it.
Oh right.
Yeah, the ones that I've just been on. Yeah, so
that's
I've spent a lot more. You're looking at £1,000 in a bit now. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Slowly, financials are coming out, eh?
Yeah.
Out of the woodworks.
But like, whereas like,
well, to be honest, it's not been cheap for you either, motherfucker. So shut the fuck up. Mainly because of me, but
I'm making the point. I'm making the general point. Yeah.
Whereas like last year, I probably bought for double the amount of people.
Mate, don't chat shit. I remember that day you and Katie left the house with a gazillion Christmas presents.
Yeah, but that was. Her presents and my mum and dad's presents.
And what happened? You put a limit on it, didn't you? Did you go over the limit or not?
Yes.
And this is the thing. Loads of people put limits on it, but I bet you about if there was to be a survey, most people will go over where the limit
is. Yeah, I mean, even like doing Secret Santa with work.
Yeah.
They put like a limit of 10 quid. I was like, 15 quid. I was like, what the fuck do you buy for 15? You can't buy anything for 15 quid now.
Can't even get one photo.
Yeah, exactly. You can't buy anything for 15 quid. So, I went over on the budget, but there's people that really stick by it. Which is quite funny, but yeah, it's just like,
I think limits are like, yeah, they're like,
up and above,
if you've given me a list of six things, and two of those things breach the limit, what am I supposed to just not
get? Yeah, absolutely. Mm. You're dead correct. Yeah.
Did you get a list then? Do you normally get a list?
Last year, I was just very, I was like, what do you want? Tell me what you want, and I'll just get it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's not the point either, though. Like, Christmas has to, do you have to think about it.
Do you give your.
No. Honestly, I don't ask for anything for Christmas. No. I really don't. I'm not one to receive. You're well aware that if I want something, I'll just buy it.
Mm.
You're well aware of this. Impulsive you've seen it.
Buyer.
Yes, in many ways, yeah. But at the same time, it's not like I have outrageous things.
How many cricket bats do you have?
Cricket bats is different, mate.
It's different.
Yeah, it's a collector's items.
Oh, it's collector's items.
Yeah. Like your grandfather and coins.
Yeah.
With cricket bats.
Oh, right. And then you're going to pass
that
down.
And to be honest, I haven't bought a cricket bat in about 6 months.
Oh, so wowza.
You have to be proud of me.
Your addiction is slowly going away.
You know what? I'm going to put that as one of my goals in 2024.
What? Not to buy
a cricket bat. Yeah. Not sure, actually. I should be doing that.
Yeah, I think that's a good try.
Try before you buy a dumber.
But didn't you go somewhere recently where there was like with the cricket bats? No. Maybe it was on the podcast.
Yeah, serious.
Yeah.
That was like in April last year. They're going to do it again this year. That's what I was thinking.
Are you going to go?
Yeah. We should go. Honestly, it's good fun. It's really nice. It's really nice.
Yeah, you guys should go.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be here.
Yeah, he's in Canada.
April.
Yeah, why don't you go through that very quickly?
What's that?
About the potential that you have.
What's going to happen with the podcast?
We need to discuss that.
I think there's going to be like the frequency of it is going to slow down.
Yeah, maybe like bi-weekly or something.
Yeah, it'll be a Zoom jobby.
So I'm going to Canada next year, still finalizing dates, etc., accommodation, visas and everything, but most likely for Q2, which is April to June, and then might try and get time on either side. But essentially, I need to be back for a friend's wedding in July, and I want to travel for 2 or 3 weeks at least around Canada and maybe even the States.
Super proud. It's a big deal working abroad. I think it's pretty cool. We've discussed that maybe living in the UK hasn't necessarily got our future, so we shall see about that. Anyway, can we go through one thing I think we wanted to speak about this podcast was the goals that we set ourselves last year.
We might as well do the next episode when we're making the new goals for 2024.
The new goals, okay, yeah. So, because you never know. I might get Forbes 30 under 30 in the next 6 days.
You could do. It's very possible. Well, was that one of the goals?
Yeah. That's long gone. That goal is long gone. I don't really care about it either, actually. This is the thing, though, right? Like,
mentality's changed. You don't care about the goal you set.
Yeah, like, I think my mentality behind it has changed.
Hmm.
Like at one point during this year, I thought I fucking got exactly what I want to, what I have in my mind is going to get me there. And then I read about 30 under 30 and it's like, it's mainly like an influence thing really. Cause you get voted for it. And I was there like, okay, well that doesn't have that much of a meaning anymore all of a sudden. And then the whole project's gone on anyway. So I was like, okay, I don't really care yet. Yeah. It's just like your mentality changes, right? Like if your idea can change.
Yeah, over time it changes. Yeah.
So yeah, that has particularly changed. But there's some other goals that I set, so that I need to speak about. So yeah.
Let's speak about that separately. But let's go through the pet peeves of a Christmas day.
Pet peeves of the Christmas day.
Especially for you guys who celebrate Christmas. What are your major pet peeves? Or icky sticky wookies.
It's a good day to be honest. It's a good day. I think
so. Lay out the day.
It's wake up to Christmas music.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing is, if you're like hosting, you get the stress of cleaning everything out,
cooking, and all of that.
So as I said, my mum's been cooking
since yesterday, which was the 22nd, and we're eating on the 25th. So I don't know what she's doing.
It's
so
yeah,
she's going all out. She's going all out. Like, she was cooking last night. Like, as I got back, I was like, what the fuck is going on here?
Yeah.
Yeah, she even slept on the sofa because she didn't want to wake up my dad because I think she finished that late.
Jesus.
Yeah.
That is commitment.
Yeah, yeah. She knows she's great, really, for that. I can't wait, to be fair. Yeah. I've been so good with food lately. I might as well just binge one day.
Blow out.
One time.
And then so you wake up, Christmas music.
Yeah.
What time do you have the Christmas meal?
Yeah, for us is standard lunchtime, but I know the Brits is like more of a middle of the afternoon type.
Yeah, like a 2.
And yeah,
then 2 o'clock.
Do like,
so you have nothing until 2 o'clock. You're starving yourself. You're saving room for this big meal.
You normally wake up. Obviously, it varies from household to household.
Yeah, yeah. Give me a standardized. What happens in your household?
My Christmas day this year will be, I'll drive to my mum's.
Uh-huh.
We'll do the presents.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have some extended family come round.
Yeah.
Do their presents.
Presents before the meal.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Clean up. Probably take the dogs out.
Mm-hmm.
Go back, eat.
Nice.
And then you go for your like standard Christmas Day walk at the beach. That's maybe a pet peeve.
That's like, such a white people thing. Yeah,
because like you have to stop and talk to everyone, and like there's like people trying
wish them Merry Christmas.
Your dog's like fucking their Christmas dinner meat.
Yeah,
and it's just a little bit. It's nice, mate, but everyone's just a bit.
Yeah, it's funny. It's funny because like for me, I think the Christmas pie has always been midnight mass.
Mm-hmm.
Go to church. I think it's probably the only time I've been to church this year as well.
What a holy man.
Midnight mass.
Mm.
Midnight mass. And then go back home to open the presents at like 1 a.m.
Yeah.
And then go to sleep next day.
And then what time do you wake up?
Standard time, like 9 a.m.
9 a.m. Yeah. And then pot around for a little bit. 12 o'clock, you eat Christmas meal.
Yeah, yeah.
And then what happens after
then
your Christmas
meal?
Play
some games, chill.
Yeah.
Relax,
And then is there seconds?
Dinner, if you feel good.
You normally have like a picky bit. Like
Yeah.
Or through the day.
Yeah. It's a full feast, to be honest.
Yeah.
I know you'd get behind the food, to be fair.
I get behind the food.
It's good spread, mate.
Yeah,
it is good spread. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I've seen there's awesome spreads.
Is it not just a fancy roast dinner?
I don't even like turkey, to be honest. Obviously, I don't have turkey.
Well, a lot of people swap turkey, don't they?
Yeah.
I mean, turkey's dead. Roast.
Obviously, if turkey's done properly, if turkey's cooked properly, it's nice, but I still don't like turkey.
Still quite dry.
Yeah.
Like
gammon. But isn't that where the gravy comes into
its own? Yeah, but that's just the answer. It's just the answer to British food anyway.
Yeah.
Gravy, because everything else is dry. Yeah. Everything else is fucking tasteless anyway, so.
Jesus. You shouldn't have a go at British cuisine.
What?
Because the most popular dish
is chicken tikka masala.
Chicken tikka masala. Right? And you are taking the piss out of curries when you go into British food.
Okay. Okay, anyway, let's move on.
What's Christmas Day like for you?
Christmas Day for me.
Any other day.
Very interesting. Like a normal day.
Nothing changes. I stay at home,
so
do nothing.
Basically,
around.
Before, when we were younger, we used to give each other gifts and celebrate and do all of that kind of stuff. Pretty standard. We wouldn't even have a Christmas meal. It would just be parents are vegetarian or whole family is essentially. And we'll just have like a takeout or something nice on the day. But essentially what it was spending a day with family. That's what it was.
Is it like a big inconvenience for you where like everything's closed? But it's just like a normal day.
He doesn't go out anyway.
Not really, no.
But like, say you wanted to go to the gym or something in the morning.
I just have a rest day, though.
Yeah.
You just
chill out. And the last few years, I've gone over to my grandparents because you get break between Christmas and New Year's.
Yeah.
I go to my grandparents for a few days and then I'll go and fly for New Year's. Yeah. So for me, it's more spending time with family rather than anything else, which I guess is the same principle for Christmas for most people. But it's just, I guess, you don't have the food. Presents and that pet.
So can I just check? So you're flying tomorrow, yeah?
Yeah, flying tomorrow.
Flying to Berlin.
Berlin, yeah.
And then you're flying. When are you flying to
Krakow? 27th.
Okay. So you're not flying back?
I'm not flying back.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's going to be you, your girlfriend, and your friend Chris in Krakow?
No. I'm going with my friends to Krakow and my girlfriend.
Your friends or friend?
Friends.
Oh, there's more. It's Chris. Who else is going?
Chris and Charlie.
Oh, nice. Very nice. Yeah. There's three of you. Okay.
Three of us, yeah.
So he's three of you. So
Chris, Charlie, Jay. That's three. Okay, three. Yeah? Three names.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
But where's your girlfriend in this?
She's coming back home.
So... You...
Just to clear up a few points here. Just
how
to clear
she,
up a
how
few.
How is she getting home from the airport?
National Express.
Oh.
How else is she meant to get back home? How else is she meant to get back home?
Can the women of this podcast...
Wait. Can I put some context into this? Let's put some context into this, right? Firstly, I've got my New Year's things with my friends, which has been happening for the last
tradition. Like it's a tradition. Christmas tradition for us.
Yeah. I go away for New Year, celebrate abroad for the last 6-7 years.
Okay.
Now, two pieces of information. Yeah. Firstly, she's working. She starts work on the 28th.
Okay.
And she's working even on New Year's Eve.
Okay. Yeah.
First piece of information. Second piece, always do it. So regardless whether she was working or not, most likely outcome will have been me still going.
Yeah. Yeah. Regardless of all the points you made, you are making your girlfriend go back home alone.
How else? What am I meant to do? Go back and then take another flight.
Yeah.
On the same day.
Yeah.
When everyone's going to meet up there.
Or just stay over, or just come all the way back from Southampton and then go back.
Okay. So Stansted is 2.5 hours.
Yeah.
From Southampton.
Well, one sec. I think the Stansted thing is your problem because you're too cheap to buy a proper flight from Heathrow because it's actually quite close.
Okay, let's say Heathrow. How much closer is it? Hour and a half?
No,
45.
Heathrow is like an hour. 50 minutes from mine.
You can do it like an hour.
Yeah.
Okay, an hour. Fair enough. So your proposal is...
It's not my proposal.
No.
I'm just saying it's the caring thing to do. It's not my proposal. It's a caring thing to do.
No.
Because like, I'm speaking for my listeners and our listeners on the podcast.
You're playing to the crowd.
The listeners
would
say, hang on a minute, if my boyfriend took me to holiday and then left me alone.
Yeah. Now let's think in a practical world.
Like, are you...
One last question.
Are you even going to the airport in Berlin together?
Yes, we are. Because I made sure the flights are within an hour of each other.
Are you flying first?
I think she might be. I don't know. I'll have to check. Let's play this scenario, right? That you have just said. So on the 27th, I need to be in Krakow. 27th, the holiday ends for both of us in Berlin.
Yeah.
Now let's play this scenario.
Yeah.
I don't
really care about the details. No. All I'm saying is the listeners of our podcast would be like, hang on a minute, how would my
That's fine. You're trying to play to the gallery. Now, let's scenario this out.
Yeah.
So, we get to the airport roughly the same time, right?
Yeah.
And then I'll fly back to Heathrow. Let's say Heathrow. It makes it much easier. It's 1 hour less. Yeah. So, the flight is an hour. By the time you get your stuff, get to the car, let's say another hour. So, that's 2 hours, right? Then I drive her back, both of us back, in this scenario. That's another hour in the scenario because we're at Heathrow. Yeah. So that's 3 hours.
Yeah.
Then I'm meant to go back to Heathrow in this scenario again, not Stansted, Heathrow. Mm-hmm. So that's 4 hours, right? I have to be there before my flight, at least 3 hours for an international flight.
Yeah.
So now we're at 4, add on 3, that's 7 hours, right? And then the flight's going to be longer, obviously, because now I'm going from Heathrow to Krakow rather than Berlin to Krakow.
Can I just check?
So let's say that's an extra hour.
Let me finish this scenario. The scenario, obviously, is not feasible. Yeah. I agree.
No, I'm just seeing practicalness.
It's not feasible. It's not a feasible scenario.
Yeah.
When did you book this New Year's holiday thing?
It was... I don't know whether it was before or after Berlin. I think it was before. Yeah, it was already in play. Yeah.
It was already in play, right?
Yeah.
So how many months has that been?
It's probably September, I want to say.
Yeah. Have you ever thought about inviting your girlfriend to go to Krakow with you? Like do Berlin, so she could have booked the days off as well for it.
Has she got the days off?
Well, I'm very aware that she's been off a week. Instead of booking this week off, she could have booked the week after off, no?
I don't think so, no.
Okay. That's fine. I'm just asking a question.
Yeah. The In terms of the longevity, the question will come in about New Year's, and then I'll have to tackle it.
Yeah.
But
tackle it with a sliding tackle.
For the time being, it's
a double leg breakage.
But for the time being, I enjoy the tradition of Absolutely. Just us and the boys.
And I completely. I'm jealous.
Maybe that is selfish.
If anything, I'm jealous of it. If anything, I'm jealous of it. I think that sounds good. I don't even have any plans. I'll probably be with my family again. But
yeah,
Absolutely. I think that's good. I think it's good. It's just funny.
That's fun. I've said the rationale behind it. So yeah.
Yeah, it's not very rational.
No.
It's
better than playing to the gallery.
Yeah.
I understand where you're coming from. It's just not.
Let's just say that your girlfriend's an angel, basically. That's what
yeah, she's very nice. Yeah.
You should be firmly in the doghouse.
Yeah, very, very, very fair. That's why do you think it's been going overboard this week? It's been trying everything in all sorts.
It's nice seeing
like the conversation that we had in the gym the other day. How Jay is like, I didn't realize how expensive this would be. I was like, yeah, having been in a relationship.
Me and Luke were speaking about this before when he had a girlfriend, right? And talking about how expensive it is.
Yeah.
Now,
it's not financially feasible having a girlfriend.
No, but generally, in this time, you have to take that into consideration.
Yeah.
Right? Go on.
Well, you don't.
He wants to make a point. Go on.
No, so when I was with Katie, when we first got together, I had like a rainy day, like just like a bit of money on the side.
Yeah.
Mm. It was like 4,500. Yeah. In 18 months.
All gone.
Disappeared.
Yeah. Mm. You did go on 17 holidays
we went away a lot. We went out to eat a lot.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, I've got nothing to show.
I've got nothing left.
No girlfriend. No.
Someone's better.
Yeah. Just crying, saying about Katie, Jesus.
Yeah, but no, if you look into it rationally, just think about the things.
His favourite word has to be rational. Because he's the Mr. Rational for some reason.
No, but just think about it. Restaurants.
Yeah.
Activities.
Yeah.
Holidays.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All of these things are not free.
No,
unfortunately not.
And now let's say you are single.
Yeah. Holidays. Restaurants.
That will still happen, but it's whether you'll
only pay for one person as well. That's a good point.
Yeah.
But
then that goes into a whole relationship of who pays the bill.
Yeah, we've had this conversation before. Anyway, it's not. Yeah, I'm just saying. In general, it's
just part of it.
It should be a pleasure.
And I'm not saying the benefits outweigh the negatives.
Yeah.
I'm just illustrating the one side of the coin. I'm sure there is plenty of benefits as well.
I'm just saying. Have you not seen any?
I'm speaking in third person. I'm sure there is plenty of benefits. Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Anyway, your dodgy box not been working for a while, by the way.
Yeah, it's fine. It's dodgy. What else do you expect?
Anything else?
What were the goals?
We're talking about in the first one of the year. Yeah. We're going to have a couple of weeks, break.
What about the review of the old ones?
Yeah, we're going to do it next
episode.
Yeah,
review the old ones, set new ones for 2024.
Yeah.
And, set out, I think we need to set out a roadmap for the podcast for 2024.
Yeah, I think we're going to see what we can achieve with the podcast because the numbers are decent. So let's give it a go. Yeah.
But we need serious planning.
Yeah. Yeah, you need to power plan. I agree.
Yeah, okay.
Be nice for you to. Yeah, it'd be nice for you to have some input.
Yeah,
for once.
But then, okay. So it'll be interesting to get the listeners' viewpoints, because for me, this kind of stuff is fun.
Yeah.
But we just generally last few weeks we've just chatted shit.
Yeah.
Voting up the map.
Yeah.
Chatted shit. There is no topic that we have in mind, which is fine. Like I don't want it pre-scripted.
Yeah.
But it's just chatting shit, right?
Do they prefer it?
Do they prefer us just chatting shit like this and about all topics?
Don't you have people that you know that listen to the podcast?
Yeah.
Okay, go on. Ask them. I ask them all the time.
I ask them. Yeah. They prefer guests.
They prefer guests.
Okay. Yeah. How many of these people?
Three or four.
Okay. I have about 10 to 15. They say the guest is good, which I agree, but it has to be relevant to our...
Yeah, it has to be a good guest. Agreed.
But it's not a good guest. I'm not saying that the guests that we've had have been bad. I'm just saying that they have to be relevant to the way we are. So my favorite guests have been like Samuel Williams, Postman Pete, the Tavs, you know, because they can relate to us and they know how to portray yourself. The Mayor was kind of good. I think it was more for the novelty of it, not because of the things that she particularly said. Jade was really good.
Yeah,
Jade. Kiara was really good, but that's because we
had quite a lot of good guests on. Kendra was good.
Yeah, we have, absolutely. It's just like, I think Luke's been the best guest for me.
Yeah, but he's pretty much on the podcast now, isn't
he? Yeah, exactly. That's good.
Yeah.
Exactly. Right, can we finish this off? Because I know you have to go as well.
Yeah, so. I should head off.
Yeah, you have to fly tomorrow. You have to pack as well.
Yeah, I haven't packed yet. So follow us on Brando Osuna on TikTok, Insta, and...
Can we check if my laptop actually works?
What was the third one? TikTok, Instagram, and...
X.
Oh. No, Twitter Snapchat. Is X. That's not a bad chat. Snapchat.
I haven't used Snapchat.
And then brandosauna@gmail.com for any email inquiries. Keep
calm and carry on.
Thank you. Come again
in 2024. Yeah, good ending.